So back in 2017, there was a guy named Dart Guy that became a legend amongst the Toronto Maple Leafs faithful for, I guess, having a dart in his mouth during
painted face and dart in
the Leafs and the Capitals. And over the weekend, another legend was born here in our city. His name is Andrew Irwin. In Boston, the puck goes out of play. It's 2-2. It was caught by a man wearing a John Tavares jersey. And he's going crazy. He's with a couple of buddies. The broadcast shows him. The arena just rains down boos on Mr. Irwin. Everybody was tweeting about it. And we are fortunate enough to have him on the line with us now. It is the legend, Andrew Irwin, on First Stop. Good morning, man. How you doing?
Oh, I'm great. How are you guys doing?
We're good. How does the dart guy comparison feel for you? Are you into that one or what?
Oh, man, the whole thing has been surreal. I'm just a Leafs fan in the building and showing my support for the boys, and here we are. It's unbelievable.
So, Andrew, take us through the steps. Okay, so you're at the game. Who are you there with? And you're sitting close to the penalty box. You catch the puck. When you're going through that moment, what's your initial reaction? Do you just want to go crazy and cheer for your team? And how do your friends that you're with respond to that?
Oh, man. So, I mean, going back to the start of the game, you know, the atmosphere is absolutely electric. Leafs fans, minimal. I felt like we had to be extra loud, enthusiastic. We had to show our support for the boys. You know, and we're getting booed left, right, and center, but every time we're showing that we won't back down and we won't go quietly. But, you know, it's funny, before the game, I turned to my brother. So I was with my brother, who is the Nylander doppelganger everyone's been talking about online.
No way.
Yeah, and my buddy Harris Casper. Turned to my brother before the game. I'm like, you know, we're in puck territory here. And the moment the puck went up in the air, it was one of those moments where I just knew, like, there's no way that I'm not coming away with this puck. Wasn't a clean grab, but hey, in the playoffs, all that matters is results. And
that's right.
When I stood up with that puck chanting, "Go Leafs, go," it was a moment where, you know, we were able to say, no, Boston, you're actually not that tough. And yeah, we absolutely can and will stand up to you all. Don't care if there's 18,000 of you, can barely hear the booing. Sorry, that puck was mine and Leafs Nation's. That game was Austin Matthews's. Can't believe all of that. All the boys in blue and white, they took it from there.
Andrew Irwin is our guest. So I was on the Leafs Reddit page yesterday, and I guess one of your buddies was writing that you and the two people you're with, your buddy and your brother, are, quote, super shredded and could have taken on anyone in the building if anyone was worried about your well-being. Can you confirm that you guys are all super shredded?
You know, I can't confirm that, you know. We grew up with those guys. You know, kudos to them and the Leafs fans back home pumping our tires. We appreciate it big time. But, you know, Boston's an intimidating place to play, and for good reason. I've been to a couple games, most notably 2019, Game 7. We lost 5-1. It was absolutely embarrassing. My buddy's in line going to the bathroom. Bruins fan cuts in front of him. My buddy says, you know, hey, cop comes over, tells my buddy that he's wearing the wrong jersey and to watch out.
Oh, jeez.
Nice.
So, you know, thankfully this time it was a smooth exit. You know, no one's looking for physical altercations. That's Bush League. But this time was a smooth exit, a couple of chirps. But, hey, it's 1-1 and we're heading back to Toronto.
Were you ever worried that from the time you caught the puck, and most people say that you were the good luck charm because you took on the Boston crowd and minutes later, Austin Matthews scored. For the amount of boos that you received when you were going nuts after receiving the puck, wearing a Tavares jersey, by the way, were you ever worried that you were going to get into an encounter there?
No.
Okay.
He's super shredded.
Okay.
Man. Come on.
All right.
He welcomed. He's
all
like
right.
He's the Ryan Reeves of Leafs fans.
Oh, yeah. Andrew Irwin. And it was Ryan Reeves that shot the puck, too, that he caught. Why the Tavares jersey?
Yeah, it's, I mean, he's the captain, and funny enough, I have the A on it still. Should probably get that changed. But, I mean, he's the leader of our team. He's, you know, he's the stoic man who leads us behind enemy battlegrounds, and I just respect his attitude. You know, I think he's a born leader. So that's who I like to emulate my own life. And, yeah, Tavares.
So, Andrew, you're on our radio show now. It's a huge credit to you because you've become popular. Have you gained a lot of, like, new followers on Instagram? You're a media sensation because you're the guy pumping the fist, cheering for the Leafs in Boston, a game that they won for the first time in, like, forever, it seems like. But do you feel like your popularity has grown?
You know, it's just been cool to hear from a lot of fans and friends that I haven't heard from in a while. And, you know, they're like, oh, we saw you on the broadcast. Like, that's right, stick it to them. Like, just the whole thing has been surreal. It's been a fun 24 hours. You know, the 15 minutes of fame has been fun. I don't know how much I'd actually enjoy being actually famous, but no, this has been fun, so...
Well, you're actually famous because you took a picture and you were photobombed by Ty Domi. Can you explain to us what happened there?
Oh, man. Dido's a great guy. So, you know, we're leaving the building, just absolutely making a ruckus, ecstatic, hugging and cheering every Leafs fan in sight, exchanging contact info for Game 5 and 7 plans. So we're taking a selfie with a group of, like, 10 Leafs fans that we don't know, and I'm in the back. What I thought was a total random jumps in the pic beside me. We finished taking the picture. I turn around. There's Ty Domi. I'm totally shocked, as if this game couldn't get any crazier. You know, Spittin' Chicklets and Biz Nasty both tweeting about the puck, and there's Ty Domi. He's an absolute bulldozer of a man. I can't believe it. None of us had any idea that when we were taking the picture that he was there. He's just, he's a great guy, you know. Watched him growing up, incredible team back then, and kudos to his son, Max. I mean, he's built for the playoffs, that goal and the rebound. I've been saying all year, just wait. This guy is going to perform in the playoffs. So.
And it has been the case so far. Are you going to be in the building tonight, Andrew?
You know, I'm stuck in Boston, unfortunately. Oh. Yeah, so... I'm a doctor in Boston. I'm waiting for my visa to be approved. So, unfortunately, at this time, I can't leave the country until my visa's approved.
Well,
I'm trapped behind enemy lines here.
Well, we appreciate it. Well, you're kind of our spy in Boston. So, we do thank
spy
you for doing
in Boston.
We thank you for doing this, and we look forward to seeing you. Then that gets game number 5.
Are you going to be sitting in the same spot in game number 5?
I have to be now.
Yes. Yes, you have to.
We got to get Shanahan and the Leafs to set him up with some meet and greets after the game, if the good fortune continues. Thank you for doing this, Andrew.
Yeah.
We appreciate it, buddy.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks, Aaron.
See
Thanks,
you, pal.
All right, that's Andrew Irwin, a doctor in Boston. Huge Leaf fan. Massive respect for Andrew on many levels.
That could be intimidating, man. Like, you...
Yeah.
When you're part of a raucous crowd like Boston had, and Boston, they're ruthless, you know, and you decide to take a stance and put yourself, you know, in that moment where you stand out in front of all those fans, and man, he was getting abused.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. I would be too scared.
and look, we live in an era right now where almost every sporting event we're seeing brawls break out in the stands.
Just hooligans. When I went to Hamilton to see an Argos Ticats game, I'm wearing like an Argos toque or something, and some of the things that people were saying to me, and I'm
crazy.
Like, relax, fellas, it's the CFL. Well,
Here's a great example. Did you see the other night in Denver, the Jokic brothers?
Oh, my God. Those guys are crazy.
How is anybody even coming close to getting into some sort of confrontation with those two hooligans?
Those guys are huge.
Massive.
Like, and one of the brothers just punched a dude in the face.
He barely looked at him wrong.
And the guy, like, remained upright, which is really impressive.
Like, and didn't do nothing. It's almost like he was there saying to himself, oh, my God, I just saw my life flash before my eyes. What am I doing? I'm sorry for what I'm doing. I'm going to go take my seat. The Jokic brothers, like, they are the most intimidating duo that exists in sports right now. Like, just looking at those guys would scare the crap out of me.
Jokic's brother, Nikola Jokic's brother, his name is Strahinja Jokic.
Nice.
Don't mess with him. If you
Don't
see him, walk the other way. Yeah. That would be our advice here on First Up. Again, thank you to Andrew Irwin for joining the show. He's our new Boston correspondent when it comes to the Toronto Maple Leafs. Maybe ahead of Game 5, we can catch up with him again. Chris Johnston, our hockey insider, in about 15 minutes. Another one of our Boston correspondents, former Maple Leaf, former teammate of yours, Andrew Raycroft, at 8:15. This is hour two of First Up. We also have the keyword for Game 4 tickets still to come. That in hour number three. You're going to want to be listening to that. This is First Up.